The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. However you're taking us in, we appreciate it. It's Gil Alexander. It is Kelly Bidlin. Live from Bar Canada at the D, we get tweets, we get texts. Can I read this one text? This is from Fezzik coming off the Ben Wilson appearance, Kelly. He says, forget Purdue losing as a number one seed. Todd Wishnev beating Ben Wilson in a set of tennis is the greatest upset of all time. Of course, he says, Ben
that
Wilson.
Happened?
He says, of course, Ben Wilson came out with his injury report immediately after. That according to Fezzik.
When did that happen?
You know, Wishnev took a set off him.
Wow.
Wishnev was about, you know, a little lighter on his toes back then.
Ben, get it together, man.
And I want to say, and this is probably the worst detail of all of it, I want to say Wishnev was shirtless doing it.
Well, there you go. Then you have the reason.
Wishnev once played Parles in tennis shirtless, and I just got a text from Parles where Parles said, send help.
So Ben was distracted. That's what happened.
That's what it was. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Best intro in the game.
Love it. Good morning, guys.
What's happening?
Good. I just walked in and just was telling Gil how, like, I said, Gil, is it, like, kind of boring this time of the year? Listen, I know the NBA's on, and I know people love to watch the NBA and bet the NBA. I'm still going to say it again. I can't find anyone that can beat NBA sides full-time.
There's one guy, I seen him at the Stone Show too, the Rolling Stones. I know he does win an NBA. Aaron Redding.
But he does totals primarily.
He does
right?
a lot of totals, yeah. But he does some sides, but he does win.
Yeah.
But it's that hard to win in the NBA that I just know, because I know that, I know from experience though that he does win. But I thought he was struggling for the year because I heard through somebody else. And he said, no, I'm grinding it out, winning a couple of units.
Good for
but
him.
I don't know anyone else. I know that many syndicates have tried to beat it over the years. And it's just that hard to beat the NBA.
I'm glad you started with this because I've tried to make this point here in the last week or two. And, you know, you always are aware of if I say something, there's going to be a certain crowd that's going to let the hate wash over me after I say this. But, you know, I bet tennis, I bet baseball, I bet football. What I don't bet with any degree, I mean, once in a while I do, but with any degree of regularity is basketball and hockey. And there's multiple reasons for that. The biggest reason is that every sport has randomness baked into it. But the rate of randomness, in my opinion, baked into basketball and hockey is higher than I am willing to become, higher than I am comfortable with. How about that?
Yes.
That I believe the vagaries of does a shot go in or does it not at the end of every basketball game, or hockey's even more, you know.
I rarely do hockey too.
Like hockey is like, last night's game was great, but it's like the puck is bounced, deflected, and, you know, it's like all right. That. So I get it that there's randomness in every sport, but for me, and this is just me, for me, the rate of randomness of those two sports is higher than I'm comfortable with.
Yes.
The other thing is I've been saying this for a couple weeks with Kelly. What did I say about my opinion about Luka Doncic? Which is, I believe it's, and I'm a guy who calls the Warriors the most beautiful thing in sports. The opposite of that is, I have called what Luka Doncic, how he plays basketball, aesthetically unpleasing, right? I've said this on the show now a few times. I think it's aesthetically unpleasing, not to mention the layer above that, which is he whines about every damn call, right? Now I hear other people talking about this as well. But I've been saying this for a while. So it's like, for me, when these games are on, and you're right, as good as they are, 105, 100, whatever, I'm just sort of like, well, call me when they get to the end.
Right, because it comes down to the last couple minutes anyway, normally.
Especially in this series, yeah.
Yeah, no, and by the way, I do know this series was very good. I didn't watch any of the games, but I did hear the final scores. Matter of fact, last week when I was coming in here, you guys were talking about a great game, you know, that was like, I think Minnesota was up by five with 40 seconds and lost the game on a last-minute three. It might have been Luka.
Luka.
You're saying.
Yeah.
So I know it's been some fun games, and now it's game – now it's 3-1, so now it's game four – game five, right? Now,
yep.
So now I know it's exciting if they win the game. Oh, my God, can they come back from 3-0?
I'm into into that. I like history.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I like history. And same thing, by the way, I really like to watch playoff hockey. I won't watch NBA. I haven't watched NBA since the pandemic. But I won't support the NBA guys.
Since the Eisenhower administration.
But however, I really enjoyed and I never knew it till I moved to this town, till I went to a Las Vegas game. I never realized how good playoff hockey was.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic. So fun. I think I told you guys, who did we play with? I think we played Washington, maybe? Florida. Who beat us in the...
Washington.
In Washington, okay.
Never forget, Billy.
Washington. Sorry, that's right. Of course you wouldn't. Yeah. So I go to a couple of those Stanley Cup games, and I was betting Washington because... they were a good value here in town. Now, yes, there is good value in town when you have so much. Even if it's the guys who bet in 50s and 120s going to the games, the volume, the bookmakers here are forced to overmove on Vegas. Washington was the bet.
I bet them a lot.
But yet, I think I told you guys, I found myself in there rooting for Las Vegas. I had $1,000 the first time, $2,000 the second, and it was just so fun being in the moment when they scored a goal, everyone going crazy. I started staring up and standing up and cheering. It was sick. I'm a sick person.
I've said this before. I wept a little bit when Washington won.
Oh, it was cool.
It was 44 years.
Oh my God! I didn't know that part.
Yeah, of living with this just moribund franchise, like a joke of the league when they were an expansion team in the 70s, and to live with it for decades. By the way, I should say this about, you know, how much that meant to Washington. It's a skins town, right? And but for those years, the Capitals were like up in that same echelon. But once they won the cup, and my fellow DMVers will correct me if I'm wrong about this, but I felt like they won the Stanley Cup, and then it's like, okay, we got our cup. It's like not that big of a deal anymore.
This cup here, this past.
I'm talking about 20.
That's what I thought you were going to say. Yeah, 20. Okay.
They're like, whatever. That's it. We accomplished it. Now it's different here in Vegas because the very first year, that was your very first year getting
to
the finals.
That was year one, right?
That was year one. So that was a Caps were year 44. Yeah, and Vegas was year one, and everybody. I'm like, this means a little more to us than you. Forgive me.
Yeah.
But did they win a cup back in the 70s?
No, never, never. Oh. They only got to one finals before that.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And I'm sorry to not know this. There was he's a standout. Who's the standout player?
Ovechkin.
Yeah, no, he was great that day. They actually won when I was there, both games. But yeah. I think it was both games. But, yeah, so it was, caught up in the moment. And there was Washington people in the stands, too.
Oh, yes, there was.
Unlike going to an Eagle game or a Giant game, when they're rooting for the other team. There's always two-way action here in Vegas. People fly in for that. And that's one of the great things about I was just driving past Raiders Stadium, and I seen the schedule of the home schedule. I think September 22nd they open up at home. And I had people already asking me, hey, Crack, can you get tickets to any of the games? And and certain people are saying, hey, can you get tickets to the Cleveland game? Because I want to fly there from Cleveland.
Yeah.
And, I'm pretty lucky. I do get box seats to in a luxury box for most of the games. I just put my order in early from one of the casinos. And there's no better way, I think, to watch a game, a Raiders game, than being in one of those boxes. If you like food and drink. No, it's unbelievable.
I agree. Private boxes are
the way. It's unbelievable. The food that you the entire hallway where the boxes are, you can go out there and get the food that's out there too. Everything is a sexual mix of everything. To
wow!
Me.
Wow!
No,
it's sexual mix.
It's unbelievable. Wow. They have like an 8-story cake. It's like 8 different colors. It's unbelievable. It might be 7 different colors. Sorry.
If you gotten to this point with football, though, like if somebody invites me to a football game.
Oh, yeah.
The only time I will ever say yes is if it's a standalone.
Yeah.
Because I have
like
the days of me being at a stadium when there's 9 other games going on, I have zero interest now.
No, I went to one game. It was a night game last year. I'm not going with any day
games. I'll go
games.
To those.
Yeah.
Right, but
a night game. You're right. A standalone game. And when you're saying that, it's that, obviously you mean Monday, Thursday, or Sunday night game. Mm-hmm. Because who wants to be up there when you have all the other games? I don't even think I can bring my iPad up there. So, you have to, follow all the games. I mean, my love for the NFL is amazing. I guess since I had the Fox, since I have the Fox show. But I never really was into it so much where, I still don't get that. What is it? Does YouTube handle, one of you guys know this, when you get all the games? Like you buy like
the red zone,
the season,
yeah. Red zone.
No, is red zone season the one ticket. That's red zone is just the one that's on the, in the when they're in the red zone. Yeah. I buy that. I really enjoy that.
Yeah, red zone is the one ticket. Where they're just in the red zone. Yes, that's why it's called that.
Yes.
Bill.
All right. I'm clapping. But no.
Yeah, season by the tickets way, or
the season pass.
What do they call it? Season ticket? Yeah, season ticket.
Does Amazon
Sunday ticket.
Sunday ticket. That's it.
Oh my
now,
God.
Now who runs that? Do we know?
It's I'm on
like,
YouTube.
I'm like talking on to YouTube. My mother's here, both of you guys.
No, we're bad. We're bad. No, it's only my living too, but I have to know.
Gilly, which side are the Redskins on?
Good stuff.
Went to a Bullets game when I was a kid, and my mom said, "Which side are the Redskins on?" And I would like, if I could have died at 10 years old, I would have taken that option right
I
there.
I forgot about the Bullets. The Bullets were their basketball team?
78 NBA champs, Billy.
Oh, my God. Give me a star off the team.
Elvin Hayes, Wes Unseld,
oh, yeah,
Bobby
sure.
Dandridge.
Yep.
Come
yep.
on, man.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, congratulations are not in order for Raiders owner Mark Davis, but apparently they are for Joey Gallo on a side.
Yeah, what? Yeah. What was that story?
I don't know. I mean,
if he knocks somebody up, I would know what the kid looks like instantly. You know it's his.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying.
What, a special barber for the kid?
No, honestly, I don't want to say nothing more bad.
Hey, can we talk about this? Kelly and I are, I don't want to say obsessed, but we're somewhat fascinated. And, like, fascinated / enraged by a development that has happened here in town with betting.
Ooh.
That apparently we can talk about, right? And we thought, let me just tease it by saying this. We thought that it was a Nevada regulation that prevented this. Turns out all along, every shop in town could have been doing this all along, but apparently just out of laziness decided not to. We'll get into all of that.
Oh, can't wait.
That's on the other side. By the way, there you go, Brandon Nakashima. As play resumes, we get to a tiebreaker. That's a winner. There we go. Getting off the schneid with an over in Orkots Nakashima. More Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger, next. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game presented by Zyn Nicotine Pouches, America's number one nicotine pouch. Find out more at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Let's see. Jason H11, when Wishnev is on the rundown, Kelly writes, Oy vey. Benny Brigman. Last couple of years has shown me that the best coach in the country is currently a studio analyst for CBS Sports. I think he must mean Jay Wright,
wow.
Former Villanova coach. Mm. I think that's what he means. Maybe. I don't know.
Could be.
Guy in the cornfields. A little correction about Bama. Griffin transferred to KU and Estrada out of eligibility. Yeah, not so much a correction as an additional thing that these guys are not coming back to Bama. That's right. Thank you for that, Guy in cornfields. Corbino 13. Morning, guys. Haven't been able to listen the last 3 days. Feels like I've been missing a major part of my day. Crazy how much you guys have been a part of my routine for the last couple years. Props to all the hard work you do and how much you bring to my day. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks. What a brutal 3 days to miss, though. I finally tried out Falconry live at the D. What else did we do over the past 3 days?
That's right. I gave out the sushi restaurant name.
Yeah, the sushi restaurant.
Jeez, I missed so much. We didn't give out the sushi restaurant, Bill. Bill's like, wait, you did? hold on. Yes, and he asks, do I have any tennis plays left? I do. Kopali on the men's side going up against Holger Rune. +180. Vika Azarenka, I got it -103. She's a slight favorite right now. I'd still play it. Don't let it get higher than -120. Vika against Mira Andreeva. So Azarenka is the play there. And then also Mayar Sharif is a $3 dog. I got her +308. 308 against the American Maddie Keys. This is from Bruce Bodigan. Holger Rune, love your acquired Norwegian accent. Thank you very much. Brian M., Bermuda is a cruise destination from Boston as well. Jesse Welch, considering the rollover parlay shows the odds of around 4-1 being mathematically accurate, isn't it kind of shocking that the comeback situation hasn't happened in 155 attempts? Seems pretty improbable that it hasn't happened looking at it now. Yeah, Jesse, we talked about this yesterday about how the math on the T-Wolves being down 0-3 against the Mavericks, while it wasn't a sexy number, they were anywhere between 8-1 to 10-1 when they're down 0-3 and now +450 down 3-1, that it's mathematically accurate. The reason that what you're saying that I'll disagree with that, it, you know, because you're saying, isn't it shocking that it hasn't happened in 155 attempts if it's that low? But none of these are made equal.
Right.
So in this particular case, that's what it is because the spreads are what they are. And the money lines are derivative and the parlay prices, if you will, the series prices. are derivative of that. So,
and just so many of those 3-0 deficits were bad, good
first
team
round
over bad,
series,
yeah, bad team, good team, that's
favored
sort of,
by yeah. 15. Yeah, so they're not all of these are created equally. J.D. Emmons, Roll Tide, baby. It's our buddy J.D. from Alabama. Jimmy Lopez, with Bermuda's proximity to North Carolina, it might make sense for them to source their clay courts from a specific quarry in an unknown location in the Carolinas. Guys, it's in Charlottesville, Virginia. I mean, there's competing reports on this.
I'm on board with that.
Brian Schaefer, Gil, why do they start French Open matches if they know it's going to rain? I have Ostapenko. She's probably in the locker room throwing chairs because of the delay. My bet might be doomed. Hashtag hothead. I'll read more tweets later. But let me just say this about that particular thing. For those of us who bet sports and have done so for a long period of time, eventually you will run into these situations, right? Tennis is one thing. But, like, I can remember having big baseball plays where they start a baseball game. You're betting on the starting pitcher, really. And then 2 innings in, rain comes, 3-hour delay. They're not going to put the starter back in. So, basically, you have a bet on something you didn't bet on, right? You didn't handicap. You wouldn't have bet on what is about to happen.
If it's a, let's say the match is sort of even, is that a situation, are you buying off some of your bet if it goes to a rain delay or whatever?
No. In the case of tennis.
whatever they call it, tennis.
By the way, I should read this last tweet. I'm sorry, I lied. Sorry, Bill. Just one last one. This is
it's your show.
This is from Nash. He goes, what a segment. Sexual food, Kelly thinking the Sunday ticket is the season ticket, and a Gil family accent all before the break.
That's funny.
No, but the tennis thing to the point of the tweet is, you're right, because, like, just take the Urkacz Nakashima over, which I am fortunate enough to have hit here now. But that match ended, like, Nakashima had to get to 6 games in the fourth set for me to cash the over. At 5-5, the rain comes. So right. What did I say to you before the show? I'm like, well, I think if they kept playing, he would have won it.
Yes.
Now I don't know, because I don't know how he's coming back from the delay. So, yeah, and then, like what is this Vondrasova-Volinets match, which started 2 days ago, whatever it is? Like, that's happened before in tennis. So it does mess with your betting mind anyway.
Cool. You know, going back to what we talked about, anyone beating the NBA and how hard it is to win, I'm going to refer to something that I'm sure you've had before. Someone on Twitter says, and this has happened a dozen times to me, hey, Crack, I can't message you. Can you DM me? And I'll get back to people, sure. And they'll say, listen, I'm killing baseball. You know, and you know, when you want to track me, I'm really doing good. And, you know, my questions back to them is, what do you do for a living? How long have you been doing this? Yeah. Has this been the first season you've handicapped? Have you lost 5 years in a row, and now you have a 2-month period? Now you think you're a winner? And I'm not being sarcastic or anything.
Those are correct questions.
Let's get back to them. I haven't found anyone on Twitter that wins. That wins full time. They think they win because of a small, random, short-term randomness, I wanted to say. And not saying that nobody wins. People win. Of course they do. But, you know, people, I want to say this too. You know, I had a text from someone back in Jersey the other day, and to pull up his words, he seen something on CNBC or something like that he's seen, and he said, oh, they win. You want to say something?
No, as you're searching for that, I was going to say, you know who else wins at the NBA long-term?
Who?
Carl Sack, NBA guru, Dr. Bob's guy.
Who really?
We've had on the show.
So that means Dr. Bob then wins.
And NBA guru Carl Sack wins.
Okay. I just didn't use
Carl this guy. Sack is, and I with apologies to Aaron Rinning because I don't follow Aaron the same way that I follow Carl. Carl is by far the most winning NBA bettor I've ever tracked in my life. But it's primarily, to your point, just like Aaron, totals.
Here, CNBC just said many sports books going to close because the new jurisdiction is charging too big of a tax rate and cutting into any deals they can give. So I said,
Illinois just raised their tax rate.
That's what this is probably in response to. I've seen that. I said, okay, I think New York charges 50% or 51%. They're the highest in that, as far as I know. But people wanted the presence there to say they were in New York, not realizing that New York was going to be the sports betting capital of the United States, volume-wise. And they do like 3 times what Nevada does. So I was like, wait a minute. That's the reason why you think? He goes, well, also maybe the sharps. I was like, what, the sharps? People think too much of there's that many sharps out there.
Yeah.
If you knew the real percentage of sharps, you would not believe it. It's not even, someone put on Twitter a few months back, 1 to 5%. 1 to 5%? I don't know if the sportsbook can handle that 5% of the customers being winners. No, it's not even 10% of the five. It's not even half of 1%.
You're getting smaller every day, too.
Oh, it's smaller and smaller because they throw you out or limit you every day. But the real reason behind I'm talking about this is, no, it's not because of the new jurisdictions charging too much. It's because of market saturation. That's the real reason why. You only have, only the strong will survive. 24 more. I think 27 sports books have been opened in New Jersey at one time. I think they're down to less than 20. And some have been gobbled up, but some have just went out of business. Let's just face it. DraftKings, FanDuel, MGM, Caesars. That's really it. Everyone else is being gobbled up. That's the bottom line of why certain sports books can't survive or whatever it may be. They're going to close. They're going to close because they have no business.
Please add Circa to that list if you would, since we're
No, listen. I'm saying the big one. Listen, Circa will always have a foothold, and I should mention that.
Yeah.
Because we're here.
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry. I do tell it like it is. I try to. At least how I think it is.
Okay, but can we?
But Circa will because of the Circa. Their branding, they're 16 million. Is it 16 million guaranteed this year in contests? Like, they guaranteed tons of money. They're in other markets now. Absolutely. Go ahead, Gil.
Stations, just letting everybody know that they're going to have some kind of desktop, laptop ability to bet in the state of Nevada. Kelly and I were both like, wait a minute. You mean anybody could have done this all this time? But because Nevada is its own ecosystem, and they're only competing with those in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And Circa, by the way, the only one that really innovates in any way, right? Otherwise, the default seems to be, well, if they're not doing it, we don't have to do it. And finally, Stations, I guess, right? Finally, Stations is doing this. So, good God, we could have done this the whole time? And now it's
coming. So, in other words, it's on not an iPad, a regular computer.
Like, instead of, because we can only bet on a phone here, right?
Right.
Or at a desk. Now we can actually go and use a civilized computer like a real human being?
Yeah. No, I didn't know that. Is that available now?
No.
It says coming soon.
It says coming soon.
We also don't know how long it's been on the website that said coming soon.
That's right. It could have been there for 3 years.
Could have been there. Yeah.
Coming soon.
Yeah.
I would assume, because we've talked about their app changeover, that they posted this after they changed over the new app, because the same page addresses a lot of those issues as well. So I would assume it's coming soon. It hasn't been coming soon for too long, but who knows?
Yeah.
So in other words, they're going to have a where you can bet on your computer, and they're going to be the only one in this state.
I don't know if they're going to be the only one, but they'll be the first.
Cool.
Yeah.
Which I don't get. Like, for MGM and Caesars, you do this in every other state already.
You do this in every other state.
Oh, yeah.
What's the problem?
Definitely.
Anyway.
I mean, maybe we're idiots again. I thought it was something legal was holding us back.
There's always that possibility, Kelly. Coming back with the Crack Man, Numbers Game, Visa, and the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
For a limited time only, we're slashing the price of our annual subscription, normally $240. You can now secure your subscription for just $199. We've been talking about this for a while. This ends tomorrow. So you got to do this by tomorrow. Sign up today. We'll throw in an extra 2 months for free. That's 14 months of VSiN Pro access for less than 50 cents a day when you use promo code ANG. Got to use the promo code ANG. But hurry, again, this expires tomorrow. With VSiN Pro, you'll get immediate access to our daily best bets, complete with a leaderboard, showcasing the hottest VSiN experts, betting splits that reveal where the money and bets are trending for every game, exclusive betting systems, premium analysis, and 24/7 video content. Remember, though, the offer expires tomorrow, so visit VSiN.com/subscribe now to grab your 14 months of VSiN Pro for just $199, less than 50 cents a day, with promo code ANG.
Like a numbers game. ANG.
I think your echo moments have become lesser this week.
We've been doing it for a month, okay? Get out there and sign up for it, okay?
That's right. VSiN.com/subscribe. You tell them. Bill Krakenberger is here with me and Kelly on a numbers game this morning, as he is each and every Thursday.
Next week we're off, guys. So let you know.
Me and you are off.
No, me and you are off.
Yeah, Kelly.
That's
here.
All that counts.
Hey.
No. Oh, Kelly's going to be here?
Yeah.
I didn't mean it like that.
Oh. I'll be hanging out just like usual, guys.
Wow. No, everyone else is afraid to have me on.
Yeah, say about
No, I didn't mean it like that.
You see this David, we were talking off air, this David Purdom piece?
Yeah, I like Gil giving me a response. Well, first tell him the David Purdom piece is on Michigan Gaming Board saying that cease and desist against Calvin Air site. What's that site? I forget. Bovada, right?
Offshore, yeah.
Bovada. And Gil said, apparently.
Well, apparently, like the impression was, because Kelly said this morning, they're like, they feel like they're doing such a big deal, right?
Right.
Like getting rid of this thing.
Finally shut down all illegal gambling
in the
state.
I feel like they've just learned of Bovada and that someone needs to tell them that there's other offshores besides Bovada. I feel like that's their own site.
Like they'll never stop. Like that's
we did it. We've shut it all down.
I mean, how can they not know? I mean, Calvin was on the front of the newspapers and everything when he wasn't allowed in the country, and yet he was on the Forbes list. By the way, I've been with Calvin a couple times, and I, you know, back in the day, and he was always a decent guy. But I have a question for you guys off the subject here.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. As I was driving here. I passed by Area 15 Meow Wolf.
Uh-huh, yes.
It's a giant facility on 15.
Oh.
So I actually parked there and went in a couple months ago just to see what was going on there.
You went into Meow Wolf?
And I still don't know what's going on. I went in, walked around, walked out, and I still have the question.
Okay, I've got more questions because Gil apparently knows.
I went.
I thought it was just called Area 15.
Area 50. It was Area 15 or Area 51?
It's Area 15. 15. Maybe it's 51.
They have other things. Yeah. They have like exhibits and stuff.
But like there's a store they wanted to charge $60 to get into the store. I didn't understand that. Do you know about that?
No, I don't know that.
You pay $60 to get in the store, just to go in the store. So something must be going on in the store. But I just didn't know. Do you guys know what that is? Either one of you? You were there? Hold it, Gil.
I've never been.
You went there too and don't know?
I went to, okay, let me just give here's the description of Meow Wolf. Immersive art experiences and interactive exhibits. I went because Deborah Song, fashion stylist, daughter Gracie, my dear Gracie, was a younger girl at this point. This is 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
So she wanted to go. So we went. Now, I was doing two shows at the time.
Yep.
I literally fell asleep in one of the middle of exhibits, and I think the people that were there thought I was part of the exhibit.
Wow.
I'm like falling asleep in a chair.
Touching you.
Yeah, thank God they didn't. but it's I can't even describe it. It was like she was going through tunnels, and I don't know. I have no idea what it was.
It must be for younger kids.
It's got to be.
It's a cult-like thing for kids.
Yeah.
It's something I would, when I was driving by. My next little thing is... parking garages in Nevada, all of them, every single casino, the best ones in the world, the Venetian, the Wynn, here, everywhere. Why is it that there's giant signs everywhere that says we are not responsible for anything that happens in our garage? No, like you would think.
Yeah.
Now I'm not saying that, you know, of course a little accident is going to happen, this and that. Of course it's not the casino's fault, and I'm not saying nothing is the casino's fault, but you're telling me if you have a gang of thugs walking around your garage, you're not responsible for your security department throwing them out?
I agree with you.
It's funny. I've seen the new Durango, which the Durango has, like, guys. I'm sure they have that at most places. I just don't see it. They have the bicycles.
South Point always has people.
South Point does?
Always
yes.
has people roaming the parking lots. And, oh, by the way, the M,
right.
This tripped me out. When we used to play tennis, we'd go to the M at the Raiders Grill afterwards.
I know exactly where you're going with
this. And all of a sudden, like, I'm getting out of my car. I'm just, you know, lollygagging, whatever. And all of a sudden, in the corner of my eye, like, R2-D2.
Oh, I seen that thing.
Is like, roaming the parking lot.
Yes.
How have we not talked about this
on
air?
And I'm like, is that R2-D2? What is that?
You guys have never talked about this?
No, never.
No. It looks like R2-D2.
Yeah. That's what it looks like. I've seen it there.
So they have some kind of electronic monitoring of their parking lot with robots.
I parked, got out of my car there. This is probably 9 months ago at this point. Parked, got out of my car, turned around, like, on my phone or something.
Yeah.
Almost ran into the thing and then jumped back like I was being invaded by robots. What's going on?
I thought
right
this
now?
Thing was attacking me.
I seen point. That thing a couple times in the garage, and I said, what the hell? And it was coming at me. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
But it's got little cameras all over it.
Yeah.
But what's it going to do? Just record you. I mean, people are stealing from Walgreens and walking out, and nothing happens to them.
That's exactly
what's
going
to happen at that.
You're right about that. That they have that disclaimer sign. This is much more benign. But the other thing that bothers me is, you know, the red green. This big innovation red green. These parking spots.
Yes.
If it's red, it's used, and the green if it's open never works.
Or blue for handicapped spots.
And you always get the guy who's it's like green, but then you pull up to the truck that's spilled over into two parking spots, and you're like, oh, no wonder nobody's here.
Can I let me bring up something you brought up last segment about because you brought up the handicapping and the people on DMing you on Twitter. They're having a good season and that kind of thing.
Right.
You made a great point in there, which we have made, you know, a myriad of times before this, but we haven't made it in a long time, and we probably should, which is long-term records, right? So until you have hundreds, but not even hundreds, like thousands of plays, no one can really judge anything about you handicapping.
Right.
And this is the biggest thing about, and I get it, we do shows every single day. So people are going to be really wrapped up, not only are your picks of the day, but also your picks of the last week. And we know, like, touts, this is their big thing, a short-term record. I'm 7-1 in NL East games in the last day, right?
They do that kind of,
that's their thing, right? But literally, like, until you have the big snapshot, like, I can go back in baseball and say, 2012, great. 2014, great. 2013, not good at all. 2015, 2016, break even. And you put all those games together, and then you get the snapshot. I was like, oh, well, I had moments and long stretches where I was great, but really now, after a couple middling years, I kind of have to reassess. Now, tennis is another thing, right? Tennis, 2020, awesome. 2021, spectacular. 2022, not as good. 2023 was a losing season. But hard courts remain massively successful, much better than other surfaces. Clay, I'm losing this year on clay. So, like, you have to be able to make those kinds of macro assessments before you really know who you are and what you're doing as a handicapper. And for, you're right, if someone said, hey, look, I've got this great season going. Yeah, but what did you do the last four seasons?
I want to know what your I need a back-tested method that's successful long-term. I haven't found anyone that has shown me any kind of a model or any kind of a system that has worked long-term on Twitter. I'm not saying that. Listen, college football, great. College basketball, very good. I understand. But someone just said to me they're beating Major League Baseball. Great. I need to see history, and I need to know who you are. You know, I need someone to vouch for you, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, just something that I was thinking about. But, yeah, it's amazing how we could talk about these things. That, like, they come up, parking garages. That's, like, a weird thing. And now
you're,
guys talk
you're right,
about
though. It's so interesting that you bring that up because I don't think about it for more than a split second when I see those signs.
Yeah.
But I do think
We're on a casino property. Yeah, you should have someone. You can't man every floor. I understand.
But I have the same thought you do. I'm like, really? Like, if somebody just destroyed my car in here, you're not responsible?
I guess they're not responsible. But they have cameras everywhere.
Right? Yeah. Like, they're charging you to park, too.
Yes,
like,
they are.
I never thought of that.
I'm giving you money.
No, that's great.
Isn't part of the reason why I'm giving you money so you secure my vehicle?
Great point.
Yeah, great point. I didn't think about that. You know, every casino now, I read a thing about every casino charging you to park now, too. It's like uniform. The whole strip.
Resorts World just started.
Resorts World. That's what the guy. That's why
said it. I thought my rewards card still works.
Well, you could. Oh, okay. It's 3 hours for locals. I think 3 hours for locals.
Oh, so there's.
Or if you have a card.
The card still works.
Yeah.
All right. Then we're fine.
You know what? Did I tell you what it did to me last week though, or a couple weeks when I went over there?
Uh-uh.
So, Bill, I don't know if you've seen this anywhere else in town. So I put my card in. And after like a couple times doing that, do the rewards card.
It takes
card.
Two times at Resorts World. Yeah.
Okay. Do the rewards card and then it opens up, you go in, right? And same thing going out. So the other, last time I was there when I was leaving, I go to park and put my card in, swipe my card. It just opened up. And I texted my buddy who works there. He's a bar manager over there. He said their system's supposed to work that if you have a rewards card, it's supposed to scan your plates when you scan the card the first time.
Oh, wow.
And it's supposed to just automatically
very
open
good.
Up.
It's supposed to.
Supposed to.
Sometimes it happens. Sometimes it doesn't.
It was the first time I've ever seen it work. But
all right. Well, glad to know the card at Resorts World still works.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I like that, too. All right. Glad we solved that.
Very informative things on this
show.
You
know, actionable. I still don't know what the Meow Wolf thing is, though.
Yeah,
I don't
know that. Someone tell us.
More with the Crack Man on the other side. Numbers Game, coming back.
A Numbers Game on VSiN.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
So close to crowning an NBA champ, and with the action heating up on the court, it's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. If you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5, you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VSIN. The crown is yours. Skill Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin. Kelly has the Mavericks futures plays. Just a review on tonight's game. Anything for you in the basketball game?
Nothing else on that. Like we've talked about, I think it's a really, really tough to figure out side or a side. I would lean over, but I'm not jumping in on that either. Derek Lively was present at shoot-around.
Was he dressed? Present?
But I guess that means he participated.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Questionable? Is that his
questionable
status?
Questionable is the official status.
Yeah. And Porzingis, what's the latest? Is he going to be available for game one of the NBA Finals?
I mean, I think with Lively tonight, I'll say the same thing. I wouldn't be rushing to make bets thinking he's going to be back, because if this would be the ultimate time of year to mess around with the whole injury reporting, right?
Yeah.
I mean, had game three, Luka was questionable up to an hour before the game tipped off.
Well, but in the case of Porzingis and Lively,
we don't know anything with Porzingis.
Well, the reason that I put them together, though, is when you're in a favorable position in series, your impetus to put them back in is not there, right? So, like, the Mavericks can still tell themselves, we're still up 3-1, right? Much like with the Celtics, every single one of these series, I know Porzingis kept getting pushed back a game. It's like, but why play him? You're up 3-0 or 3-1, you know, whatever.
So isn't that the difference, though, for when we've talked about the Celtics opponents and when we talk about this series and Jesse asking us about the 156? This is a different series, and I'm not concerned yet about my bet skill yet. But if Derek Lively can go, you got to get him on the court. Like, I'm not messing around. Even up 3-1, he's got to get on the court.
For Kelly's bets.
That's right.
Kelly's getting very angry. Bill Krakenberger, everybody. At Bill Crackman with a K is his Twitter. Wisecracks, the name of the podcast, which he does with John Orlando, the son of Tony Orlando. Tie that yellow ribbon. Three times.
That's right. We've been doing some great shows, too. Wow. I told you, it really has been, we must have hit some kind of an algorithm, because we're on John's Spotify and Apple, which is Action Junkies, and then we're on YouTube under mine, under Crack Wins Network on YouTube, and we've had a lot of views lately and a lot of good comments, and it's a slow time of the year for me, for betting wise. Not like in the middle of football, basketball, college basketball, and you know, of course, props and preseason, whatever it may be. So it's nice getting back to nice people. I try to get back to people on everything, and the show's been going good. We just talk about spontaneous things, like almost like our show, unscripted. Really started here. I've taken it over to the podcast, really, but really. Me and you for years. I have to tell you, how many years has it been? How many years?
7.5.
Wow, 7.5 years. Yeah, no, it's been a great 7.5 year run here.
You just gave the guys lunch back there?
Oh yeah. You know, I said I never see who's in the back of the house.
Yeah.
I said, so I went back there. There was three guys back there. They were playing checkers or chess or something. And
paying very close attention.
No, I'm joking. Yeah. They were all working.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I'm going to go buy these guys lunch. I said, I said something to myself. What other guest buys you lunch? You know.
Standing ovation.
Yeah, no. But you know, you don't see all these people that work so hard behind things.
You do not. Yep.
And, you know,
so you just give them a bill. Because my problem is when I, like, offer that, I'm too specific. I'm like, hey, you guys want McDonald's? Like, they're probably like, Gil, we want something else, but not McDonald's. So it never happens.
Oh,
right. Oh, hey, yeah. Free futures tickets for all of you. They're like, yeah, whatever.
Are we going to talk about your hash brown addiction or no?
if you like hash browns, like McDonald's hash browns,
yeah,
we got a new fast food chain coming. I'm not a fast food guy, but you wouldn't know it, but I'm not. However, there's a thing called Bojangles.
Bojangles,
which is it's from the South.
We had it in D.C.
Oh, you've had it.
Bojangles.
So they have these little hash brown thing called Bo Rounds that a buddy of mine in South Carolina introduced. They were great. So I just that's coming to town now.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a ton of locations. Are you talking about the actual McDonald's hash browns? Which I don't think I've ever had.
Here's the problem.
In decades.
I am not a fast food guy, nor am I necessarily a McDonald's guy.
Yeah.
But when we moved to the D, The problem is there's a McDonald's downstairs.
So convenient. Oh.
So what am I supposed to do? Not have McDonald's breakfast?
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So, the hash browns are awesome.
You know, it's funny because McDonald's is the only thing I would ever eat there is a morning thing. It's the egg.
By the way,
egg sandwich.
McMuffin.
That's it.
The classic. I like that.
Yeah, the McMuffin. That's the only thing. But yet, everyone come. Listen, I have buddies come here for their stones. As soon as they got their limo, these are big money guys too. As soon as they got in the limo, they had to go right to In-N-Out Burger. I don't get that fascination.
I don't get it either.
Like everyone else,
I really don't get it.
It's a very.
I guess because we live here, maybe.
I'm so glad you brought up.
It's a California thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a California thing.
They live in Myrtle Beach. They came here all the time, right to In-N-Out Burger. He gives $100. He stays at a hotel. He gives the butler $100 to go get him two In-N-Out Burgers.
The In-N-Out Burger that's right off the middle of the strip. Is the most traveled to destination for Uber and Lyft drivers in Las Vegas.
I did not know that.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Now we went to actually went to a new one.
Yeah.
Because I actually met him at the airport and I followed him. We went to a new one that was there's no eating inside. It's outside only, right next to the Raiders Stadium. It's an outdoor only.
Oh, on that other side.
Yeah,
right?
on the other side. Yeah. By the way, great location to go to.
There's like a bar or something over there too, right?
It was all outside things set up, but you can't eat inside. So apparently In-N-Out doesn't realize that we've had very cold winters here the last couple of winters. But
hot summers.
The In-N-Out thing is it's very California thing. There's also a secret menu.
Right. Yeah.
So it becomes this
cult thing. Yes. It's a
cult thing. By the way, their fries are not good.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's a good like the fries either. It's a good burger, but people make it sound like it's the greatest.
But how can it not be good fries? If they're actually taking the potatoes in front of you, fresh cutting them and frying them. I don't get it.
Well,
they're
not using have the other ones that are prepared. I don't want to see how they're prepared.
That's right.
Okay?
They're using probably a healthy oil and that doesn't have the taste of the same
fries.
Oil that you've been cooking in all week.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. No, you're probably right.
Give me a Five Guys burger any day over In-N-Out.
Good question. Las Vegas locally on Twitter asked the other day, what's the best hamburger in town? I like a good burger.
Yeah, me too.
Now, why do I have to give Peter Luger's more credit? Right now, the best burger to me is the Peter Luger's burger.
You've said that multiple times. I got to go have
the Peter Luger. Go to the bar.
I got to have that.
Go to the bar. And no good?
I disagree wholeheartedly.
Oh, wow. Is that your sushi place?
You got the burger, though, there? You had the burger?
I got the burger there. I did not think it was that great.
Wow. See, I got a really good burger there when I had it.
Bill 80's spot has the best burger.
Okay. Are we allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, seriously.
Oscars downtown.
Oh, someone else that was on the list. That was when someone else said Oscars.
Oscars is the best burger in Vegas.
Yeah, Oscars. Okay.
I had a friend arguing with me the other day. Does that ever happen to you guys of someone misremembering sometime you were with them? He was like, remember that time we were at Oscars? I'm like, I've never been to Oscars before. Yes, you were. You were there with me, blah, 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 yelling at me. I've never been there before in my life. Man.
I love that.
What you're talking to. No idea what you're talking about.
You know who was with him? Preston Johnson was with him.
Right? Exactly.
He was like, you were with me, and you had a terrible bet that day. Like that guy screaming at you at the sound point.
Nice call on the under of the All-Star game.
That's right.
So Fez just said, I can give this out. Perfect. Fez, and this will move, folks. Get your pens ready.
Well, I'm going to guess before you even tell me,
This
is a NFL play in one of these early weeks of the season.
That's exactly what it is.
I knew it.
NFL week one. Get your money out and prepare for the sports books to hope you die before the game comes off. Yes, week one. Jaguars and Miami under 49.5. So the problem with Fez, I love him to death. He's listening. He says, hey, MGM has 49.5. So instantly, I go to my BetMGM app on air, rudely, on the show, and it's, of course, 48.5. And why? Because Fezzik told me and five other people.
Yeah.
So, but which I would have, certain places I have better limits for sure because BetMGM, which sponsors one of my shows, they're very good to me on their app. So,
now here's my follow-up question. Percentage of the audience that just heard that play that will actually go ahead and
excellent
bet
question.
A week one
very low.
Total.
Very, very low.
Give me a percentage of the audience.
We have a very smart audience.
Yeah. We do.
We have a very astute audience, so it's going to be more than just a regular show.
I think 21%.
21?
I'd say 21%. Much less.
Much lower.
Much lower.
I think the numbers game audience is higher than anyone else, but I still don't think it's close to 21%.
All right.
That is going to bet a week one game here on May 30th?
I don't know. Stevie Fezzik throwing out games. You never know.
Well, there's the first person that showed me they bet under 49.5.
Oh, I'm not saying it's no one.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying most people are going to hear that and be like, that's awesome. But, yeah, see you in September.
21% is way high, too, because how many people are in their car right now listening? Or how many people listen on podcast form, too, after?
Or you could do the Matt Brown thing where in the middle of the freeway, you screech on your brakes and make a bet on it. Don't text while you drive, boys
and girls.
I've
done that, too, and Gil's right.
Yeah.
You know what? You guys, I've gotten plays like this in the middle of driving. I'll pull over, though.
Pull over,
I'm going to pull over anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. That couldn't make it home, man. Pull off the highway.
Myar Sharif, our $3 dog, after getting bageled in the first set, is up 5-3, up a break in the second set. So we could be live heading into a third set. Billy, always a pleasure.
Thank you, guys. See you guys in a couple weeks.
Yes, sir. We've done all we can do. Gojo and Golic are next on the radio side. On the picture side, Best Bets is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.